The Angels at home trying to salvage the final game of their series against the Rays. We pick it up 1-0. Halos leading it in the sixth. The man on third, one out, Martin Maldonado facing Chris Archer.
Bunt. Archer's got it. Simmons comes home and safe at the plate. Sucre applied the tag, but kind of in a nonchalant manner.
I'll tell you what, it looked like he did get in there. That's a heck of a call.
2-0. And that is out to deep right field, and we're tied at two. Logan Morrison unloads on a Parker Bridwell pitch.
2-2 game, bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch on Crone, and he swings at this one, lifts it in the air, hits it well down the right field side, out by the short wall. That one is out of here. First pitch that Crone sees. Pinch hit, two-run homer.
Two on with one out. Runners at the corners. This is base hit up the middle. Montgomery will score three consecutive hits. And it's a 4-3 game.
Suzu with two hits.
First one on the way. It's a bouncer towards short. It's going to be tough to turn two. See if they do it. They got it. Light that baby up as the Angels take the finale.
Bud Norris hangs on for his 14th save as the Angels snap a two-game skid, winning at 4-3. Parker Bridwell, a no decision, allowing two runs in 6 1/3 frames, striking out eight. The Rays' four-game winning streak is snapped. Its manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
We lost. That stunk, but really happy with the way the guys responded there in the ninth. We just came up a little bit short, but we had some great at-bats. Tip your cap for them turning double play. Simmons is one of the best. So, we couldn't figure out their pitcher. It's funny, we saw him take the mound, and he looked like a young Jared Weaver, real thin. And, you could tell he had some deception. We couldn't quite figure him out until Lomo came up with the big two-run homer to tie it. So there were some good things. And then, I know Claret came in at the pinch hitter. First pitch, homer. That's unfortunate. Way it goes sometimes. I haven't seen the pitch. It didn't look from live that it was that bad of a pitch. Maybe a tick higher than what he would like. But either way, we'll take the matchup, giving a guy off the bench and looking for a ground ball right there. But overall, happy with the guys with the way the guys performed.
What'd you like about the way Chris Archer battled through a couple of jams in this game?
Yeah, he did a nice job of battling through jams. I don't think he had his best command today, obviously by the walks, but he seemed to make a lot of big pitches when he needed to, similar to Alex Cobb's start the night before. But you can't complain too much about one run or two runs in over six innings. We'll take that start or that performance every night.
In the seventh inning, you mentioned it, Logan Morrison's two-run home run. But what do you think was the difference, maybe in what ways were your hitters a little more patient at the plate?
I really don't know. I thought we had some pretty good at-bats. We had squared a couple balls up. We got some hits early on. But he had some sort of deception going on that was keeping us off balance just enough. That kind of comes with the territory of not knowing a guy, never been in the box against a guy, but... he did a really nice job of quieting what we consider a really good offense.
Kevin, we saw Erasmo Ramirez warming up in about fifth or sixth inning, but what went into the decision, or why didn't he come into this game?
What inning?
We saw him warming up, but why didn't he come out of the or in for relief today?
Well, Archer was, we were going to give it to Erasmo, then we tied it up, went to Tommy. And it lined up from there with Jumbo. Valbuena comes up. We wanted to go to the lefty, and they decided to pinch hit.
Kevin, your starters only allowed four runs in the whole series. That bodes pretty well for you guys going forward, I would think, coming out of the break like that.
Yeah, they've done a nice job. You know what? And I'll be honest with you. The three starts here, I think all three of them would tell you that they didn't have their best weapons going. They probably didn't have their best execution, but they found a way to really, really limit damage. And sometimes that's as good as getting the dominant starts, because they're going to all kind of feed off that together, knowing that we weren't feeling our best, but we still limited a good offense.
Yeah, it's definitely more encouraging than almost.
Kind of go back through the bullpen again. You went to Hunter.
Yep.
You just wanted to keep him to one inning. It was only 8 pitches.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know Tommy's available to throw, but I think we've done a pretty good job of keeping him. He comes in and faces the teeth of their lineup, gets three big outs for us. I felt his job was done. Could we have pushed it? Definitely. He can throw more pitches than that. But saying that, you know, we got to be able to lean on some other guys.
Chris Archer gets a no decision, allowing two runs in six innings of work, striking out nine.
I just made some big pitches in big moments. Defense picked me up. Sucre did a great job behind the plate. Wish I could have gave the team a little bit more length, but on a day where I was a little inconsistent, I'm content. Obviously, there's some work to do, but I'm content. Kept the team in the game. Lomo came up huge right there, and we battled all the way to the end.
What did you like about the fact that this team battles all the way until the end?
Yeah, I mean, that's what championship caliber teams do, and we're displaying a lot of things that we need to get to that point. You know, everybody in here has one goal, and you can see it. 1 through 25, every man, every roster, every spot in the roster, we want to get it done, and I like how things are shaping up.
You guys, over the weekend, I mean, really, you got the starting pitching only gave up four runs, but really, none of you really seemed to have your best. I mean,
right.
So
yeah.
Showing that, I mean, that's got to be kind of encouraging what y'all were able to do, even though you didn't.
Yeah, for sure. It's encouraging, but we need to turn it around. There's, you know, falling behind guys and, you know, full counts and walking people. You're not going to have continued success. Maybe one out of every couple starts. We had a couple games in a row where it happened, but in Oakland we need to continue what we've been doing, just pounding, getting ahead.
You had 45 pitches through two innings. Did you do anything to adjust after that?
I felt a little sluggish, a little rusty, not making any excuses, but I had to just really get myself going after the second inning. And I liked how I threw the ball towards the end of the game, even though some runs scored. I liked that a lot better than throwing 45, 50 pitches early on.
Of course, probably if anything you're going to beat yourself up for is walking the leadoff man, right?
Yeah. Two walks to start the fifth inning. It's not good. Walking the nine hole never ends up good. They capitalize on that, but fortunately, we're able to limit the damage.
So he made a pretty good play on that bunt. Did Simmons just kind of ninja move there, get under Sucre? Or?
Yeah, looked like a good slide. You know, it was a well-executed play on their behalf. We did everything we could. Simmons got a good jump and barely beat the tag.
We talked about the what they might do here going into the trade deadline. Getting more consistency in the bullpen seems to have been a theme here. Is that fair to say that's probably a good idea?
I like the guys that we have down there. But as I've said before, it never hurts to have extra depth. You know, we have depth on our bench. We have starting pitching depth. And it never hurts to have depth in the bullpen as well.
Up next, the Rays begin a series on the road against the Athletics on Monday.